Genealogy is the study of family lines and the tracing of lineages through oral interviews, historical records, and genetic analysis. You can sift through church records if they exist, town hall records, and of course online, or you can research at the Maryland Adams Genealogical Research Center in Ameliasburg, Prince Edward County. Last week, the members of the Seventh Town Historical Society cut the ribbon for the relaunching of the research center that houses volumes of records, maps, photos, and family tree documents. Some records date back to 1867, and there are over 1,600 family genealogies housed in the center's library. The reimagining of the center has been in the works for some time, and after a lot of work, volunteer hours, and a substantial grant, the center is once again open to the public. President Beverly Sprague and incoming President Aaron McFall Davis were excited to talk about the research center. What is the Genealogical Society?
So here in the Maryland Adams Genealogical Research Center is the house, you could say, or the home to the Seventh Town Historical Society. And in the space is where we provide, first of all, access to all of our archival material. We also have a large range of volunteers who dedicate their time to support people in the research. So two things mainly happen here. We have people who come in and want to do their own research and they just need a little bit of help or just the space to do that. And then we have other people who come in who are looking for something in particular and want access to our archives.
I understand people come from all over the world to search out their family trees here.
Yes, that's true. They do.
Can you think of some?
Well, I think we've had people from Minnesota and the Yukon. We've had a fellow from the Yukon.
There were some people from Texas that came in the summer. Some people from California came. We had a lot of visitors from New York. And we've had some international visitors, too. We had some people from the UK in the summer as well. I'm just thinking back to this most recent summer that we have. But definitely coast to coast of Canada and then in the States and beyond. There's people from all over. It's actually
very exciting.
Awesome. Yeah, it's super exciting.
And we just need to let the people of Prince Edward County know that we're here.
Yeah, and I think that people do for sure know that we're here. But it's nice that with this grant, what I see as a big potential is that it's just such an open and inviting space for people to be able to do their own research. We can also help with recording people's own history. So it's not, I guess I should have mentioned that too, it's not always about doing research for your family, but we also provide the opportunity for you to preserve your own heritage as well. So we get a lot of visitors locally that are looking for a place to leave photographs or their own, you know, research. So, for example, you yourself may not be into genealogy, but maybe your parent was, or a great aunt or uncle, and then you come into the possession of this material and really don't know what to do with it. And this is a place where we get a lot of visitors like that that are looking for a place to keep their
mystery. Genealogy is really taking off, though. I mean, there's forensic genealogy, and so, you know, I would hope that people are starting to pay attention to it a little bit more, you know. I suppose some people maybe don't even understand what genealogy could be.
That's true. That's true. And I think it's interesting that we have over 8,000 titles here at the center. We have the Hessian records. We have the Victoria Cross records, the only ones, I think, this side of the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. So we have, not only do we have genealogies, but we have a lot of histories here. If you want, and histories of different provinces and places, we have that research material as well.
How long has this place been going? When did it get started?
I think 1993. Mm. I just looked today, and that was when the first shovel went in the ground for this. And the reason that the center exists, and it's called the Marilyn Adams Center, Marilyn Adams was a county girl. She lived on the Rednersville Road, and I met her when I was teaching in Durham. And we both found out we were from Prince Edward County. And the reason I actually came here to volunteer when I came home and retired was, sadly, Marilyn had about an 8-month retirement before she succumbed to cancer. And she was told to put her affairs in order. And being an only child, never married, with no children, she bequeathed her entire estate to Seventh Town Historical Society. And it's with that money that they built this center for the purpose of housing genealogies. So it's built to that purpose. We are a freestanding structure. We pay our own bills, our own heat and hydro, and we are still able to be surviving on Maryland's money, I think some 20 or 30 years later.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
It is a great story.
Yeah.
And we have a whole wall dedicated to her out there, the wall of pictures.
Yes. Yes, I took a picture of that. Yes, that's all her ancestors.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's her family tree.
Yeah.
It's her genealogy.
Yeah. I find it interesting when we met before and you told me how you had met her and how, mm-hmm. how this all came about, and I found that fascinating. Mm-hmm. That's how stars align, you know?
Stars have aligned here for a while, and they still are. We have an incredible group of volunteers here, and as I said earlier, there was no job too big, too small. People just stepped up, took a job on, and within the thing I didn't mention was we did all this within about 2 months.
Wow.
Yes. It was, let's get this done quickly. All hands on deck. We close for 2 months during the year, and normally close to the public for 2 months during the year. And usually that's when our volunteers have the opportunity to do their own personal research, which is a great perk as well. Mm-hmm. But this year we took the time away from the volunteers and, well, I guess we didn't take it away, but we all as a group decided that we would give up our personal research time to, all hands on deck, let's make this happen.
Reimagining happen.
Closed the very last day of November, and then we reopened the very first day of
February
for 1 day a week.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.